DW.
Out of sight, out of mind. Most regional sewage treatment centres are fetid and energy intensive, pushed to the outskirts of the city, gobbling up huge amounts of energy to treat wastewater. But is there a smarter alternative, a greener way to deal with all that brown and yellow? At the Findhorn Foundation Community and Eco-Village in the north of Scotland, waste is not wasted. They found a sustainable solution to treating sewage. Harnessing the power of nature, raw sewage and grey water are purified with no harmful chemicals in sight. It's a feat of ecological engineering. Introducing the Living Machine.
Well, this is the Living Machine in Findhorn, and we're inside a big greenhouse. There's two trains of tanks that you see here, and they're full of species of plants that are growing up from these tanks, which are full of wastewater. And it treats the wastewater from 172 buildings here, and it's about 400 person equivalents of wastewater that it's treating.
Lisa Shaw works with Biomatrix Water to create transformative water systems. As she leads me around the greenhouse, she describes what appears to be a very complex process of purification.
So there's a series of four of these open aerobic tanks, and the water just flows by gravity into them and then continues on. And what's happening is that we're reducing the biochemical oxygen demand, which is a measure of the pollution in the water. So when, for example, if sewage was to flow into a river, the fish would die. And it's not because they're poisoned by the sewage, but it's because the bacteria that live in the sewage actually eat the oxygen. And so then there's no more oxygen in the water and the fish actually starve. And so what these tanks are doing is they're adding lots of oxygen. And so that's breaking down the pollutants.
Plant life and bacteria inside the Living Machine break down the sewage naturally, mirroring the process of decomposition that occurs in the natural world, only more intensively. There's almost no human intervention needed. The only hard labourers are the aquatic organisms in the tanks. But just how clean is the end product? At the foot of the greenhouse, the water runs from the tanks and into a pond, which is home to a family of goldfish.
As you can see, the water is really clean. I can turn on this pump right here. You can see the water come out. So it's a huge improvement from how it was.
And this is the very same water that came in at the beginning?
Yes, the same water. And we have it regularly tested, and it's never been out of compliance. This Living Machine was built in 1995.
So the Living Machine has been actively servicing the community for decades, cheaply and seemingly without a hitch. But here, the Living Machine is seen as more than just a waste treatment system. It's a representation of how humans can work alongside the most intelligent force in existence, nature.
We've pretended for so long that we are separate from nature, and we treat the planet as an endless supermarket of goodies that we can exploit and, you know, take as much as we want from, process and enjoy, and then dump it, you know, at the end. Whereas in nature, everything is in a cyclical fashion. There is no waste in nature. Everything is reintegrated into ecosystems, and animals, plants, and other organisms like fungi break down the waste materials and create nutrients that everything else can live from. And we do exactly the opposite. We take this one-way process of exploiting natural resources, enjoying them, and then dumping the wastes.
This is Alan Watson Featherstone. He's lived in Findhorn for over 40 years and is the founder of the conservation charity Trees for Life. He understands how crucial it is to retain the natural balance of resources, especially when it comes to sewage.
Dealing with sewage is one of the big problems our society has at the moment. And in many parts of the world, raw sewage is still pumped out into the ocean. It's just used as a big dumping ground. What that means is, A, there's a pollution problem in the ocean, but secondly, and more critically, a lot of nutrients from the land, which we eat as food, get excreted out and end up in the ocean. And we're strip mining the land of nutrients and dumping them in the ocean. So a living machine, by absorbing the nutrients and incorporating them into plants and trees, retains those nutrients on the land and helps to re-establish the nutrient cycle, which, like so many things in our modern world, is broken by our linear thinking.
Alan believes that there's time to change. But ex-Findhorn resident Glenn Fairfoot is cynical. He believes that people are resistant to change, scared off by the initial investment.
People grab onto an idea and say, look, this is working, but, you know, really bring it in and work it. The living machine's been down there for years and years. It hasn't expanded. There's all these things they could be doing, but the money's not there. Well, they don't want to invest in it.
In instances when the investment is made, the living machine can benefit both commercial and residential developments worldwide. The US's Port of Portland headquarters in Oregon has become one of the world's greenest buildings, thanks to the implementation of living machine technology. There they go one step further than Findhorn, adding a final sterilisation step to the process, so that the water can be reused to flush toilets and supply the cooling towers in the building. Using similar technologies, canals in India are being cleaned up with floating riverbanks. Lisa Shaw explains how they can be rolled out on a wider urban scale.
This type of technology can be used to treat much larger amounts of wastewater. We could recommend it for within a city for a neighbourhood, for example, or a small section of the city. We quite advocate for decentralised treatment, so instead of having just the one big treatment plant, having many smaller systems, and then there's less of the infrastructure and it's a little more of a holistic treatment approach. But you could have the wastewater for 10,000 people treated within a living machine.
So is this what the future looks like? Shifting away from high energy, chemically intensive treatments and adopting key principles of ecological engineering. Maud Start, DW, Scotland. DW.